Shots ring out. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. A gunman stormed past a metal detector outside the Hilton Ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was being held and opened fire, striking a Secret Service agent Saturday. President Trump and other officials were swiftly evacuated from the stage. The suspect in custody is 31-year-old Cole Allen, a California teacher staying at the Hilton, and from Torrance, California. More from Fox's Alexandria Hall.
D.C. is notoriously really tough on anybody who wants to carry a firearm into the city. Doing so legally is near impossible for, you know, according to some people's perspective. But to carry this kind of weaponry, assemble it at some point in the district, I mean, that took clearly some planning as well. And the fact that this individual, this was calculated. So while police are efforting that search of his California home, they are doing that exactly, that same thing in the hotel room.
President Trump speaking at the White House press room after being evacuated from the dinner.
I heard a noise and sort of thought it was a tray. I thought it was a tray going down. You know, I've heard that many times, and it was a pretty loud noise. And it was from quite far away. He hadn't breached the area at all. They really got him. But so it was quite far away, but it was a gun.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro.
This individual was intent on doing as much harm and as much damage as he could. And thankfully, because of the checkpoint right outside the ballroom, where thousands of people were situated to hear the President of the United States, because that checkpoint worked, there was no one who was injured when it was clear where this defendant was going.
The Secret Service agent is expected to recover. According to Pirro, a motive is under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
United Health Group is bringing in-home treatment directly to patients, closing care gaps, identifying risks earlier, and improving patient outcomes. In 2025, patients received over 19 million home visits. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com/commitment.
President Trump Saturday canceled new negotiations between the U.S. and Iran after Iran's foreign minister left Islamabad.
The Iranian foreign minister, Arachi, he left Pakistan and wrote this afterwards. A very fruitful visit to Pakistan, whose good offices and brotherly efforts to bring back peace to our region we very much value, shared Iran's position concerning workable framework to permanently end the war on Iran, have yet to see if the U.S. is truly serious about diplomacy. Now, one of the key issues whether Iran is willing to give up its nuclear program, and Secretary Hegseth and President Trump say Iran will not have a nuclear weapon, but the Iranian ambassador to India posted negotiations can only lead to a proper outcome when our adversaries recognize our nation's right to the peaceful use of nuclear energy.
Fox's Matt Finn reporting from Dubai. A suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting two police officers at Swedish Hospital in Chicago. Authorities have not released any new details about the suspect's motive. Fox TV affiliate Fox 32's Diane Placco has the latest.
Two officers from the 17th District were taking a man arrested earlier in the day for robbing a Family Dollar store into the hospital for observation when he somehow got hold of a gun and began shooting. Both officers were rushed to Illinois Masonic Hospital in Lincoln Park, a level one trauma center. A 38-year-old officer and 10-year veteran of the department died from his injuries. The second officer, 57 years old and a 21-year CPD vet, was critically injured. The suspect fled the hospital naked and was found by police hiding under a porch a few blocks away, then taken into custody.
Endeavor Health issuing a statement on the incident, saying that they are grateful to our team members and law enforcement for their efforts. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.